Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent meta-analysis that found that computerized neurocognitive testing results suggest that athletes suffer small impairments within 1 week of a concussion. Several factors that may lead to more pronounced impairments are age, type of neurocognitive test, and test administrator. Clinicians commonly use computer neurocognitive testing to assess concussion. The reliability and validity of these tests have come into question based on several reviews. However, Schatz and colleagues pointed out flaws in those reviews. It is imperative that we have an objective examination of computer neurocognitive tests so that we can determine their ability to identify the subtle effects of a concussion so that we can implement them and interpret them optimally. Therefore, Kontos and colleagues performed a meta-analysis of 37 studies to determine the effect of concussion as measured by computerized neurocognitive testing administered within the first week of injury, as well as to examine the result among subgroups. Overall, the authors found that computerized neurocognitive testing indicate that there are small impairments after concussion. The most sensitive outcome measures after a concussion included code substitution, visual memory, processing speed, and composite memory. In contrast, reaction time improved after a concussion. It is important to note, though, that the amount of impairment varied a lot across the 37 studies, which suggests there may be important factors influencing the results. For example, the authors found that computer neurocognitive testing detected more impairments among younger adolescents who were 12 to 15 years of age, compared with older adolescents who were 16 to 18 years of age, or college-aged athletes who were 19 or over. Athletes also demonstrated more pronounced impairments when they competed in collision contact sports, were tested by a neuropsychologist, were tested with impact. This large meta-analysis substantiates the need for a comprehensive approach to concussion assessment. The small impairments detected with computer neurocognitive testing are likely a reflection of the complex and individualized nature of a concussion injury. Unfortunately, we do not know for sure how much impairment each concussion causes. We only know what the test is telling us. From Dr. Jane McDevitt's previous experience, she has observed larger differences with impact testing between baseline and post-concussion testing. Among computerized neurocognitive assessments, impact may be the most sensitive to change after concussion. Impact testing may be beneficial because it includes a balanced set of components that demonstrate an effect for concussion. Still, despite impact being used in 23 studies, the size of impairment detected was very variable, which may indicate that there are other important factors that influence the ability to detect changes after a concussion, such as test administrator or the athlete's age. As expected, younger athletes experience the greatest effect, which may indicate that younger athletes are at greater risk for impairment, this age group has smaller learning curves, or they take the test more seriously than the older population. The authors also found that computer neurocognitive testing detected larger impairments when the test was administered by a neuropsychologist or researcher. It's important to note, however, that it remains unclear if this is because of the administrator or that the test was administered in a smaller group or quieter setting, which we've previously discussed was better than testing in larger groups. It is important to note that the definition of concussion varied across studies, which may be another reason why this meta-analysis found that the amount of impairment varied a lot across studies. This study is important because it reinforces the individualized nature of concussions. There are numerous factors that may influence computer neurocognitive tests results that need to be considered since we are only detecting small impairments with these tests. Therefore, it may be ideal to test other impairments in addition to neurocognitive such as vestibular and oculomotor changes. This past week, we also had one other post on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. This post discussed a prospective study that found that CAM deformities develop over time in skeletally immature elite soccer athletes. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a study that demonstrated that short-term reoperation rates after ACL reconstructions are low. Some of the risk factors observed for reoperations include previous meniscal repair, female sex, allografts, prior surgery, older patient age, and being operated on by a sports medicine fellowship trained surgeon. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.